Every word I speak is my signature. Truly, every word I speak is my signature. Because I am in charge of all the words that go through my mouth, all the words that come out of my heart, all the words that are in my existence. So every word I speak is my signature. If I ever allow myself to say something that I don't believe, that is, I think I don't believe, I am empowering that to be. If I ever allow myself to think a thought that is not something I believe, not something I want to believe, not something that I know is true, then I have empowered that to be a reality in my life. Now, do I want that? Do I want that to be? Do I want that to happen to me? Do I want every word I speak to be my signature? If I say, "You're whole and perfect," everybody says, "Oh, that's Herb talking." "You're independently wealthy." "Oh, that's Herb talking." "All is in divine order." "Oh, that's Herb talking." "I am unconditional love. I love everyone regardless of circumstances and places and things and what have you. No matter what, I am unconditional love because that's what I am. And I don't really care about anything else. I'm unconditional love. I don't love with any conditions. I just love because it's my nature to love." "Oh, that's Herb speaking. Oh, that's Herb speaking." I like that. I like that when people say that that's Herb speaking, when something beautiful is being said, when something dynamic is being said, when something wonderful is being said. And I like that when they say, "Oh, that's Herb speaking," because that's what it's all about. Every word I speak is my signature. The world knows when it hears those phrases. The world knows when it hears that truth, that it's me speaking. Yes, we know when Jesus said words. At least we know it from what we have heard from the Bible. We know what Shakespeare said. We know what Goethe said. We know what the great philosophers and teachers throughout all time have said. We know what Einstein said, and we know that there are things Einstein would not say. And if you say that Einstein said it, you are being incorrect. Now, who could live such a positive, dynamic, forceful life like that when they're saying and being heard to say everything they say? Who can be thought of as saying such magnificent words and having them be positively principled all the time? Well, you can and I can, and we should. Not that we should necessarily, but if that's who we are, we can do no different. Can you lie? No, because if you lie, you're telling something that's not true, that you know is not true. Now, if you say something that you think is true and it's not true, that's not a lie. If you think something is true and you're saying it, then you are telling the truth. Now, can you and I always speak the truth? Can we always say what we believe? Can we always tell the world who we are by the words that we use, our signature? Is it our authorization for correctness? If anyone hears a word coming out of your mouth or my mouth, do they say, "You can believe in that"? You can believe in their word. You can believe in their confidence. You can believe in who they are because that's who they are. You can believe in that. And when you can believe in that, then everything works out fine. Now, how do you believe in that? How do you believe in anything? First, you have to believe in yourself. If you say, "I know that I know that I know," the divine in you reveals itself to you, and then you speak what the divine in you reveals itself to you as, and then that becomes your signature. That becomes your belief because that is what you are talking about. That's what you are revealing. That's what you are living. That's the life that you are and how wonderful it is. Every word I speak is my signature. If I can have that be my mantra, that be my conviction, that be my word of truth about me and about everything that I do, I'm on the right track. I'm on the right track. Every word I speak is my signature. I'm on the right track, and I'm saying the truth, and I'm saying all those things that are positive and loving and fantastic and joyous. Yes, I'm saying everything that I want to say and everything that I know to say, and it is me. It is all that I am, and it is all that I will ever be. It is all that comes to me and is me. It's all that could ever be in my world. That's what I am. I say that every word I speak is my signature. Now, let me stand forth on that. Okay, I say I am whole and perfect, and my body is experiencing some lack of wholeness somewhere. And I say I'm whole and perfect because I know that is the truth about me. I know that is my reality. I know that that's where I belong. I know that that's who I am. I am that which I am. And as I am that which I am, and I speak that which I am, then truly all that is what I am. Am I ready to be so self-confident, so self-determined, so disciplined? Am I ready to stand forth so beautifully on these principles, to have them be revealed in my life as me? Am I willing to say that every word I speak is my signature? Am I willing to say that? Am I willing to say that every word I speak is my signature? When I'm willing to say that and be that, then I will be very careful of what illusions I allow to endorse. All of life is an illusion, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, whatever it may be, all of life is an illusion. And because all of life is an illusion, we think that it is not real, it's not important, it's not valid. Well, that's true. It's not valid. It's not real. It's not important. What is real and what is important is for us to say, all is in divine order right now. Now, have you ever observed what is divine order? Have you ever observed what is peace and truth and right for you? Have you ever observed that? Have you ever thought about what is eternal, what is everlasting? No. In truth, we haven't thought about it because we don't know it. We don't know it. We don't understand it. We don't have the slightest idea of what it means. But when you say all is in divine order right now, you are saying that you are speaking a principle, and a principle that works every time to bring about divine right order. Now, what the illusion may be at the moment, what the appearance may be at the moment, what people may feel at the moment is what thing seems to be going on, is not the reality. It's not the experience of all that is good. It's not the experience of things that we think are right and we think are fantastic. It's not that at all. All that it is every word I speak is my signature. And if I have every word I speak be my signature, then I will be speaking words that I can believe in. We say the world is round, and we know the world is not exactly round. It's round, basically, and so that's correct. So we're not fighting ourselves. So we're not saying that's not true. We're saying that there is no time and there is no space. Oh boy, that's a real toughie. No time and no space. Where does that come into the picture? No time and no space. I wish I knew that more sincerely. I wish I knew that more completely. No time and no space? That's right. No time and no space. Our scientists are telling us this. And all the world is an illusion of time and space, telling us that it is real. And we believe it. And so as we believe it, we act upon it. And we think that there's time and there's a moment. And there is time and there's space. There, to get from here to there is something we do. But mentally, we are here and we are there and we are all. And there is no time and space. Mentally, we do not have those experiences that we say are real. So when I say, my word is my bond, every time I speak my word, I say the truth. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. There is no time. There is no space. All is here. All time is here, and all space is here. And all eternity is here. And that is what I am. Can you affirm that to yourself? Can you take any truth and affirm it to yourself? Can you take the truth that you're walking on cool, wet moss? or that you're laying on a wonderful mattress. Can you take that truth and make it yours and live it and believe it and enjoy it? Can you do that? And the answer is yes, you can. Do you want to do that? And the answer is yes, you do want to do that. And you want to do it right now. I know my word, every word I speak is my signature, because that's what I believe, and that's what I say, and that's what I am. Know that with me today for yourself, and know how wonderful life is. I love you. I love you. I love you.